Before you started your project, Jane, what did you do about the rubbish at your school?
For years, we didn't do anything, really. We just threw whatever we had into the waste paper baskets.
I see.
Yeah, well, anyway, last year, some of us founded the Green Circle. It was a group of kids who wanted to do something for the environment. First, we all thought about big things like saving the whales and fighting for clean rivers. But then one of our teachers said, "Why don't you start right here?"
What did you think about that?
At first, some of us said, "That's not important enough. We have to do something bigger." But then we understood that we did a lot of talking and wrote a lot of letters about the big things. But here at school, we could actually do something.
So, what was the next step?
Well, we started to do something. We went round the school and collected all the waste paper and the rubbish we'd got here at school. And there was a lot. We looked through it, and with the help of somebody from the local environment group, we started to sort out the stuff. You know, paper and organic waste and plastic stuff, and so on.
To do what, exactly?
Just to see what kind of waste we'd got here at the school. The next step was to organise bins for all the different kinds of waste. That was not too difficult, because we got a lot of outside help there.
What was difficult about your project, then?
The most difficult thing was to get the students to put the waste where it belonged. I mean, we couldn't ask them to walk into the yard every time they wanted to throw away a piece of paper or a bit of apple. So in every classroom there was a bin, which was used for everyday stuff, but not paper anymore. We simply put two boxes into every classroom, one for paper and one for organic stuff. And we had a bag for cans and plastic.
Really? Did that work?
At the beginning it worked very well. We had a nice article in the local paper, and everybody was proud of our school and what we were doing. After a time, things became more difficult again. But we're a fairly large group, and we check on things, and most of all we try to talk to people and win friends for the Green Circle. So in nearly every class, there are a few kids who help us, or who are in the Green Circle. I believe the most important thing is that you talk to people again and again and again, and after a time they get used to an idea, and they do what you ask them to do.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Jane.
Sure.